So the way this Minitron name is called?
Has it? Good. I like it. It fits him well. That's very private between he and I. Yes. But I do like it.
Sorry to bring it up.
No. It fits him very well. Hence the nickname.
Tom, before Rob came back, there was always, the offense knew, hey, at some point he'll be back, and at some point that adds a very unique and dynamic element to your offense. Now that he's gone, is it sort of like, hey, we understand, and there's sort of the reassessment that the guys that are here, that's who we've got, and now we've got to find a way to, I don't know if reset's the right word, but maybe start fresh with a different offense because you're missing a key player.
Yeah, well, and I would say, our offense is pretty much our offense. So, the other guys that are going to be in there filling that role and playing tight end for us have to do a great job. So we always try to find, ways to use guys' skill set. And we run it decent at times. We throw it decent at times. So, it's disappointing to lose anybody, but, we've faced that before this year and at different times. So I'd say at least we're adjusted to it a little bit. And we still have confidence that we can go out and win games.
Hey, Tom, along that line, taking that a little bit further, there's been a lot of speculation, okay, what are the Patriots going to do now that Gronk's out, et cetera, et cetera. In a general sense, can any professional football team 13 games into the season make a major pivot and change an offense or change a defense? Or are you stuck, and I don't mean this in a negative way, with what you are and what you're going to do?
I'm not sure. I mean, we're going to try to do the best we can do to put points on the board. I think that's what we're going to try to do. So however that really turns out for us, that's kind of the formula it's going to take.
But could any offense just change completely what they have not been doing and do something different? Or 13 games in, that's what you are?
Well, I mean, our Patriot offense and what we've done has always been the same. To just try to find the right formula with the right group of guys versus the defense that we're playing to produce well enough to put points on the board. I think that's, what we're supposed to do. So however we need to do it, that's what we're going to try to do. I mean, I don't know how it's going to – you always have confidence going into the game. Some days you go in there and you score 55 points like we did against Pittsburgh. Sometimes you score 6 like we did against Cincy. But I tell you, going into both those games, we thought, man, we've got a great game plan. But – then you go out there and you try to see how it works, and they got a game plan, and you got to be able to adjust. And I think we have confidence that we can go out and win games.
Something you were talking yesterday about how it's actually pretty common for communication issues on game day, like where it's the coach to quarterback system goes down. Can you talk about what it's like for you? If the call doesn't come through and you have to either freelance or call timeout.
Yeah, that's happened from time to time. With our helmets this year, but I've been in that situation a few times over the course of my career where we haven't had it for extended periods of time. So we have a backup plan. If that backup plan fails and you're sometimes below that 15-second mark, then you just got to try to scramble and call a play with the guys you have, in the huddle. So you try to use your best judgment and go with it. So, we're used to that. We practice that.
Tom, can you talk about looking to clinch the division for the fifth straight year this weekend with a win over the Dolphins? That means to you guys.
Yeah, that's our goal. So it's not too often that you get a chance to do that, and we've been fortunate to be able to do that. And certainly this game is, not every week you get to play for a championship. So we do this week, and it's a big week for us.
How different does the Dolphins defense look to you as you study them this week compared to what you saw on the 27th?
They're really good. I mean, they were really good then, too. We didn't do much offensively. We didn't do much in the first half, and we made a few plays there in the second half. But they're a good defense. They, at all levels, they really like their linebackers. They got a really deep defensive line that can rush the quarterback, and they got guys in the secondary they really like, the same safeties that have been in there for like 3 years, and Grimes is playing great, and Nolan Carroll's been a good player for them, so... I mean, they're a really solid defense. They got a really good scheme. And there's really no easy plays out there. So we got to go out there and earn it. And they play well at home. And, you know, we always have dogfights down there in Miami, so I think we're expecting more of the same and go out there and, you know, see what we can put together. But we had a good practice today. Hopefully we can follow it up, and so we're most prepared, and then go down and try to win a really boring game.
Talk to that behind us.
Yeah, just on the preface, you guys were inside with the heat turned up. I'm more curious from a player's perspective, when you do that, knowing you're going down to South Florida, like, does that ever, do you ever think after the fact, like, oh, that actually really helped us this week, or is it sort of negligible?
I mean, there's always a rhyme and reason why Coach Belichick does things. So, you know, if we're going to play and it's 10 degrees out, you know, he wants us to be out there in the cold, understanding, you know, the elements, the conditions, and what it's going to feel like. I don't think you can really duplicate South Beach, you know, in that heat, especially after we've been playing in pretty cold temperatures here for the last 6 weeks. So, but we'll do the best we can do. I mean, we've faced it before in December, and I'm sure it'll be warm down there. And, I mean, you don't really compete against the weather. You compete against the Dolphins because they're dealing with the same stuff we are. So hopefully our execution's better than theirs. That's what I'm hoping.
I'm wondering, obviously you don't want to be behind, but when you are behind by a significant amount, when you can almost do the math, we're going to have this many possessions, put down by this many points. For you as a quarterback, is the mental aspect of executing a comeback and making people believe on the offense that it can work a pretty big component as well, the will to do it?
Yeah, I think there's just what ends up happening is there's so much, there's a lot less margin of error. So you make one mistake, and you're, you know, if you're down 12 points with not a lot of time left, you make one mistake, I mean, that's the game. So you just put a lot of pressure on yourself to do it. You'd like to have some cushion in there because it's not always going to turn out where you can be perfect, you know, there in the last 3 or 4 minutes of a game. I mean, we talk about getting off to slow starts and slow starts. I mean, we've had 6 turnovers like in the first quarter of a bunch of these games. So we haven't turned it over in the second half, which is probably why we're playing better in the second half. So we got to not turn the ball over in the first quarter and the second quarter and see if we can get off to a better start.
Does your mental sharpness, have you noticed that your mental sharpness and focus is somehow more primed at that point?
You know, that's a good question. I don't think that the approach is a whole lot different than what it normally is. I mean, I always feel like I'm always the same, and my approach is always the same. I prepare the same way. I prepare, you know, I try to go in there with, you know, all the confidence in the world that we're able to do, you know, whatever we need to do. So I don't feel like there's a, you know, third quarter Tom Brady and a fourth quarter Tom Brady. I mean, I feel like I try to always do the same thing. Now, you're not going to make every throw in the first quarter or the fourth quarter, but I think it's pretty cool that we've been able to come back all these games and win. That's been a lot of fun. So I think there's a lot of confidence that we can do that. And there's been a lot of confidence that we can do that for a long time here based on the guys that we've had in the locker room. So you got guys that can make clutch plays at clutch times, and that gives everyone a good feeling that if you're in that situation that you can pull it off.
Maybe you have like adult onset procrastination syndrome or something.
Yeah, we don't do that around here. Now, we usually like try to plow right through that procrastination period. Yeah.
Can you remember a year where you've adjusted so much on the fly, whether it's in game, late in games like this year?
Well, there's always adjustments, and there's adjustments that are made in practice. There's adjustments that are made in the games, plays, players. So it's always a game of adjustments. It never really goes exactly how you think because, you know, they're sitting down there this week in their meetings trying to figure out how to really screw us and vice versa. So you really don't quite know their plan until you get out there and you start competing against it. So it takes a little time to figure it out, and then you got to make the adjustments. And if it's going to be a man game or a zone game or a blitz game or a cover game or a zone blitz game or a man blitz game, or I mean, that's all a matter of, you know, what you're waiting to see. But you got to have a lot of different plans for those different things. So you probably cover a lot of those things, and then whatever comes up, and you try to adjust and execute as well as you can against it.
Tom,
you mentioned the comebacks are fun, and you know, we all recognize that feeling and the exhilaration. But how alarming is it? Is the slow start the most alarming thing? I mean, January's around the corner, and you don't want to get in a 2-3 score hole against the playoff team.
Yeah, not at all. And I think that, you know, we try to figure out reasons why we're starting slow and not being able to score a lot of points. And, you know, one of them, like I said, is the turnovers. Like all our turnovers have been early in the game. So, you know, we wouldn't have been able to close the games out and finish well if we had been making mistakes there at the end. You know, we haven't been making, it's not like we're turning it over four times a game. You know, we're just turning it over once or twice. And against Denver, there were three times there in the first quarter. So a lot of it is just us executing better. I said, you know, before after these games, it's not like there's any special plays that we're calling, or it's just our execution needs to be better as players. I mean, they've got guys open, got to hit them. I mean, the first play of the game last week, I had Gronk open in the seam. I got to hit him. You know, early in the Miami game, I threw an interception. You know, you can't do that. So not if you want to get out to a lead. You know, so that's what we need to start playing from ahead and seeing if we can put the other team in some of the positions that we've been in. So, you know, so see if they can be perfect for the last few minutes of the game.
Tom, you lose key players to injury like you have every year, and when you lose them for the year, especially, you know, this season, dealing with it maybe even more so, I guess there's always this thought that, you know, Coach Belichick will always find a way to keep you guys competitive no matter, you know, who's in there. Do you see it that way as a reason why, you know, you guys have been able to stay competitive, you know, a lot with some of the injuries you've had to deal with?
Well, we're going to try to find a way. I don't think there's, you know, there's nobody going to quit around here. So, and the season's going to go on. I mean, their games are going to be played this weekend and the following weekend and the following weekend. So, you know, it sucks to lose really good players, especially guys of the quality that we've lost this year, and those guys who've really been dependable, consistent, durable players for a long period of time. But like we said, you know, teams deal with it, and you deal with it one of two ways. You can let it affect you and your performance and your preparation, or you can deal with it and try to go out there and win a game. And your margin of error might, you know, you may not be able to do all the things you may want to do or hope to do, but hopefully it's still good enough to win.
Sean, you're talking about whoever's in at tight end has to, you know, step in and replace Gronk. They're completely different players, though, from Gronk. I mean, you're Hooman and Mulligan have combined for 12 catches this year. Well, Gronk had 39. So,
yep.
How do you obviously have to adjust to that? Is it a role as a tight end?
Sure. Yeah, and that's, you have to try to figure out, you know, what we're going to do to still get the level of production that's good enough to win. So,
you're confident in those two guys that they can add, you know, continue to add something to the offense?
Yeah, they can definitely, you know, no question. They've been able to contribute the role they've been in, you know, that we've asked them to do. So I think now the role is going to be more. You're going to play more because, you know, Gronk's not in there, so someone's got to be in there. So that will fall on the backs, that will fall on the tight ends, that will fall on the receivers. Anyone who's got an opportunity to produce while they're on the field, if you're an eligible receiver, you know, you got to do something with it. So you got to either run it better or throw it better or catch it better or run with it after the catch. So, you know, it's not going to be an excuse for us. I know that. So thank you, guys.